In the medieval city of Rome, there used to be glorious processions for the vigil of the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. As recounted by the famous Benedictine abbot of Salem, Dom Guéringer, tonight, on the eve of the Assumption, the Supreme Pontiff would leave his residence by the Cathedral Church at the Lateran Palace and go up to Santa Maria Maggiore, to St. Mary Major's, to pray solemn vespers next to a miraculous image of Our Lady painted by St. Luke himself, the Salus Populi Romani. Then the Pope would return to the Lateran Cathedral and, accompanied by his cardinals, uncovered another miraculous image, an image this time of the Most Holy Savior, not made by the hand of man. Along the illuminated and decorated streets, amid the singing of psalms and the sound of instruments, the procession with the image of our Most Holy Savior went, led by the Pope and his cardinal deacons, and followed by a great crowd of the faithful carrying torches. All night the procession would continue until the image of the Most Holy Savior was brought back into the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore. And in this glorious basilica, adorned as a bride, they prayed the wonderful divine office of Lauds, or morning prayer, and they celebrated the meeting of the Son and the Mother and their union for all eternity. The meeting of those miraculous images of the Mother and the Son, early in the morning, on the 15th of August, symbolic of what happened at Mary's Assumption into heaven, the meeting of the Son and the Mother and their union for all eternity. Now, in the year 847, an amazing miracle occurred during the Assumption procession. In the year 847, as the procession led by the newly elected Pope, Pope St. Leo IV, passed by the Church of St. Lucy, there was, in a cavern nearby the Church of St. Lucy, a monstrous serpent, like a dragon, who was continuing to terrify the inhabitants of the city of Rome in this part of the city. And in 847, as the image of our Lord passed by, that snake got frightened and petrified, and he was never seen from again. In gratitude for this deliverance by the monstrous snake, Pope St. Leo IV decided to create an octave of the Assumption. So from the next year, the year 848 AD, until Pope Pius XII sadly suppressed it in 1955, the Assumption was given an octave, an eight-day celebration to celebrate the great things that the Almighty has done for Mary. That's 1,107 years of an octave to celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, in addition to creating the octave of the Assumption, there is something else that Pope St. Leo IV did in thanksgiving for this miracle of the serpent being crushed. In the Church of San Clemente in Rome, where the fourth pope is buried, Pope St. Clement I, Pope St. Leo IV commissioned the painting of a fresco. And I hope someday you can make a pilgrimage to the eternal city of Rome, and you can go down underneath the crypt church of San Clemente. You can see it. To this day, in the fresco, the apostles, all the 12 apostles, are gathered around a tomb that is open and empty. Just above the tomb is our Blessed Mother rising, soul and body, to the glory of heaven. And above Mary is her divine Son, surrounded by angels, waiting for his mother to arrive, where he will crown her as Queen of heaven and earth. This painting in San Clemente is the oldest painting or fresco of our Blessed Mother's Assumption. But there is something worth pointing out on the very left of the fresco. On the very left of the fresco, there is a pope with a square rectangle around his head. Now, in frescoes, saints have a round circle around their head. This is called a nimbus. We would call it a halo. The saints have this round halo around their head, indicating that the person is a saint. But why would you have a square halo around your head? That was the way in art to indicate that you were still living. And there are some words by the head of this saintly pope. It says, Sanctissimus Dominus Leo IV Papa Romanus, which means the Most Holy Lord Leo IV, Pope of Rome. Pope Leo IV painted himself into the painting. This may seem silly to us, or even very arrogant, but it was a very common practice when painting frescoes or making mosaics. You place the current pope in a fresco or a mosaic as a way of dating the artwork. It wasn't arrogant to paint people living on earth into the fresco. It was done all the time, right? Michelangelo, Velázquez, many other great painters painted even themselves into the scene. There he is on the left. Pope St. Leo IV had himself painted into the Assumption fresco. I think this has a great spiritual point for us to consider. Do you paint yourself into the divine drama? Is, for example, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary something that happened 2,000 years ago and has nothing at all to do with my life? Am I on the outside looking in? Or am I on the inside and part of the story? Are we celebrating this feast of the Assumption of our Blessed Virgin Mary at a distance? Or are we intimately involved in the drama? When we go to Mass, we step outside of time. You notice I take my watch off. We're outside of time. Time doesn't matter. And we find ourselves right back there, right now, standing like Pope St. Leo IV with the apostles, witnessing our Lord take his saintly mother's soul and body to his right hand in heaven. It's important to note that in the fresco, Pope St. Leo IV is not looking at the scene of the apostles in the empty tomb. He's not looking at our Blessed Mother and our Lord bringing her up. The Pope is looking at you. He's looking at the person, looking at the fresco. The painters always did that. One character was always looking out at you. Why? To draw you in to the painting, to the fresco, to the mosaic. Are you part of the story? We're part of the story. Because of our Lord's death and resurrection, I am part of that story. The Lord wants to take us up to heaven. Not only our soul, but us, our whole person, soul and body. And as Pope St. Leo IV stands by Our Lady's Assumption, he is looking at us, inviting us into the story, reminding us that someday my grave too will open up, and the Lord will bring my body to join my soul for all eternity. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that always attentive to the things that are above, we may merit to be sharers of Mary's glory. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.